I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The proclamation signed by Catholic monarchs Ferdinand and Isabel in 1492 exiled all Jews from Castile and Aragon. It was an historical example of radical and gradual banishment, yet sudden, incremental, definitive, threatening, and enacted during a centuries-long process that helped shape the evolution of Sephardic music. Some Jews, whether threatened with exile or compelled to accept Christianity, remained in Spain, practicing in secret their ancestral religion for centuries long after 1492, while all along infusing their struggles, loves, and life experiences with ballads linked to their exile, shaped by diverse influences from lands where they immigrated. These Sephardic melodies are an integral part of the pan-Hispanic ballad tradition, molded from Eastern and North African elements, include the repertoire of other Hispanic language areas, like Castilian-speaking regions of Spain, the Canary Islands, Spanish America, Galicia, Portugal, the Portuguese Atlantic Islands, Brazil, the Catalan-speaking areas of France, and Sardinia. The roots of traditional Sephardic music of Jewish communities thrived in medieval Spain and medieval Portugal. Over time, other notable influences from Morocco, Greece, and Bulgaria took hold. And despite their displacement, melodies from these Sephardic communities retained many of the same lyrics and poetic cadences, even in the face of their new homeland's significant musical and cultural influences. For the unfamiliar, Sephardic music, a somewhat sweeping term, may sound a bit mysterious as expressed in a rare, unique, and primarily unspoken language that blends Turkish and old 15th century Spanish, spiced with other influences the Jews gleaned during years of exile. In the secular realm, songs are traditionally rendered in Judeo-Spanish dialects, with a smattering of used languages including Hebrew, Turkish, Greek, not to mention other local languages of the Sephardic diaspora. Sephardic melodies, those once performed by women, were traditionally sung while performing domestic tasks, without accompaniment or harmony. Gradually, percussive instruments such as tambourines appeared, especially for celebratory settings like weddings. The stringed lute-like oud from the Middle East and the string kunan harp, which descended from ancient Egypt, also appear in some Sephardic works. With each passing year, more and more modern performances of Sephardic music have included other instrumental and vocal nuances from Greece, Jerusalem, Arabia, Armenia, and Egypt, a sign with the pulse of Balkan rhythms and the adaptation of even higher-pitched vocalizations of old ululations from North Africa that today continue to reimagine what is at the core an ancient sound. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.